Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 61. So we're going for our fundamental scripture, which is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1, and it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And I always break it and say, you will not believe in vain, because you are keeping the focus on what? The gospel. "For I delivered unto you," and he said, "that which I also received, first of all, how that Christ died." First of all, how that Christ died. So the first of all of the gospel, the priority of the gospel, is how that Christ died. When you are able to know how he died, when you're able to receive that revelation of his death, you will see that a lot of things was accomplished, or rather, the main thing was accomplished through his death. Okay, so we are doing the events leading to his death. And I said to you that we will do the natural events, then we will also look at the what was happening behind the scenes, the spiritual events. And often what happened behind the scenes are heavier than what happens naturally, because the spirit controls the natural. Good. So we're looking at how Pilate in John chapter 19 has caught Jesus and said to the people, "I've scourged him, I've beaten, look at how he's bloody, let him go." They said, "No way." They said, "No way." The soldiers had made a crown. You know, they braided a crown from thorns, and they set it on it on Jesus' head. And they threw a purple robe over him. And approaching him, they bow and say, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they slapped him. They slapped him and on the face. And Pilate went back again and said to them, "I present to you this man. But I want you to know that I do not find him guilty of any crime." Then Jesus came out wearing the thorn crown and the purple robe. And Pilate announced, he said, here is the man. Here is the man. And he said, when he said that, the high priest and the when they saw him, began to shout in a frenzy, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate said to them, "You take him, you crucify him. I found nothing wrong with him." You know, Pilate wanted to throw it to them, say, "You guys, you say there is something wrong with him. I find nothing wrong, so you crucify him." Hey, they began to shout them more. He said that, he said that, "We Jews, we have a law. And by this law, because this man claims to be the Son of God, he must die." He said, "Listen, we the Jews, we have a law. And by this law, this man's claims must put him to death." You know, it is interesting, but many people do not know what the word speaking, words from your mouth, what it does. The words of Jesus from his mouth raise the dead. The words of Jesus from his mouth cleanse the lepers. And leprosy was like the cancer of the century. It was a death sentence. And his word cleansed men. It took the cancer away. His words ate up cancer. His words ate up leprosy and set men free. Men who were thrown away, they came back into society because of his words. His words calmed the storm. His words told the wind to be still. His words made trees that were alive die. His words did so much. And then his words also hanged him. His words hang because they are saying that we have a law, and our law says that anyone who claims to be God or the Son of God must die. And this man claimed that, and out of that, he must die. See, this is all we are saying, that the words of Jesus killed him.
In other words, his words kill. You know, many of us do not know, but words do not die. Words, the words you spoke when 10 years ago, they are still there. Words you spoke 20 years ago, they are saying, if you're 80 years, words you spoke when you were 10 years old, 90 years or 100, those words are still there. So the words of Jesus, because he said he is the Son of God, they said he must die for these words. Oh, words are powerful. And so you must know how to use your words to benefit you, to your advantage. The more the economy is going down, and the more the economies of this world and the currencies are going down, the more the believers and the children of God should speak and say that even though the world is down, we are up. We are in the economy of God. And with the economy of God, it is stable. It surpasses all other economies. He sustains his children. Oh, he sustains his children. We must be speaking words of life, words of hope, words of power. Every day, let words, the word of God, let them fall from your lips every day, because they determine how your life will go. You're so blessed. Bye.